And in case you didn't hear, a Star Wars fanfiction, written by Grey Panihi and read by Kitana. Summary: Obi-Wan Kenobi spends his Christmas holiday getting a lot of work done, being ignored by his workaholic boyfriend, not getting back together with his ex, not falling in love with any sexy innkeepers, nearly bankrupting a small-town library, making no new friends, and learning absolutely no heartwarming life lessons. He is completely fine with this. "Oh, Obi-Wan, excellent," Satine said into the phone, sounding as she always did, a little breathless. Like everyone in publishing, Obi-Wan knew Satine was doing the job of 3 or 4 people at the same time. But after the latest round of budget cuts and layoffs, she was taking on even more. He had to assume, just by how she sounded whenever she took his calls, that she physically ran everywhere in her office, high heels be damned. She did always take his calls, though. "Hello, Satine," he said warmly, and twirled his whiskey glass in his opposite hand. "How are you?" "Well, I'm not dead in a ditch somewhere," she said, and he could hear the smile in her voice through the phone. "And just based on this phone call, I'm going to assume you aren't either." "It was a close call there for a minute, I will freely admit," Obi-Wan said with a chuckle. "But I am fine, thank you." He took a sip of his drink. It wasn't yet noon, but Obi-Wan was of the opinion that airport bars existed outside of linear time and space. It was, as the kitschy sign on the wall, still wrapped in plastic holly, reminded him, 5 o'clock somewhere. "And you're checked in for your flight home?" "I am." "Do you need me to send a car for you?" "No, I texted Anakin." "Wonderful," Satine said, sounding both relieved and distracted. Obi-Wan had to assume the offer of sending a car had been mostly rhetorical anyway. Obi-Wan knew he was Satine's best client. Best in the sense that his last book had single-handedly pulled the mystery and thriller arm of the publishing house's third-quarter profits into the black. But the days of authors being shuttled around in shiny black limousines and attending industry parties had ended long before Obi-Wan had published his first novel. Or, indeed, had probably been born. "I am sorry we had to cut the tour short," Obi-Wan said, tracing a random pattern onto his cocktail napkin with his fingernail. On the other end of the line, Satine sighed. "Frankly, so am I," she admitted. "I do have some good news, though." "Well, good news for me anyway," she said with a laugh. "The social media posts we made announcing the cancellation of your last 2 signings got such high engagement that we're rescheduling both of them for the spring." Obi-Wan rolled his eyes. "Oh, goody." Satine ignored him. It was a tactic she'd perfected during their marriage. "The photos of the snowstorm you posted to your personal accounts were especially popular. I have no idea of the metrics. The marketing department sends me charts once a week, and I immediately delete them. It's a game we play. But apparently people find you both sympathetic and witty, which is lovely. A complete fabrication, of course, but I didn't post any photos," Obi-Wan reminded her. He had accounts under his name on Facebook and Instagram and whatever the hell they were calling Twitter these days, and even on YouTube. But he'd always assumed his publishers had set them up under his name simply to keep some disgruntled fan from setting up accounts pretending to be Obi-Wan and posting racist memes or something like that. "You didn't, but Corky did." Corky was Satine's nephew and unpaid social media intern. Well, paid in being allowed to live in his aunt's guest bedroom while he tried to break into publishing, at least. "Went over like a house on fire, I'm told." "Photos of what?" "He googled winter snowstorm airplane wing or something," she said airily, sounding deeply unconcerned for a woman admitting to using stock footage to fool unsuspecting readers. "Point is, I'm happy you're safe." "Thank you." Obi-Wan was grateful, out of all the myriad ways their split could have gone spectacularly wrong, that he and Satine had managed to divorce extremely amicably, and could and did work together without wanting to rip each other's heads off. Most of the time, anyway. "I am very glad to have returned to civilization." "Speaking of," Obi-Wan heard the sound of a laptop lid being shut, "how was your unplanned little sojourn to the middle of nowhere?" Obi-Wan leaned forward and rested his elbows on the bar top. "Satine, you are not going to believe me when I tell you." "I read fiction for a living. Try me." "It sounds almost too incredible to be true." Well, now I simply must know, Dish, my dear. I'll clear out my calendar for you for the entirety of the next... He heard the tapping of long fingernails on keyboard keys. 15 minutes. My cup runneth over, he deadpanned. Oh, please, she scoffed. As if Anakin would give you more than 10. Rather than admit she was entirely correct, Obi-Wan changed the subject. It all started when my flight got cancelled. If you were a romance novelist, I'd warn you that the airport meet-cute trope has been sort of done to death. But your last bestseller opened with a triple homicide, so I'll give you a pass this time. Suddenly her tone switched to intrigued, and he pictured her leaning over her desk, clutching her phone to her ear. Did you find any bodies? No! Obi-Wan pulled a face. God, no, this is real life, Satine, not one of my novels. Right, sorry, old habit. Please continue. Obi-Wan cleared his throat. My connecting flight was cancelled, and not only could they not rebook me onto another one, they simply did not have any others to rebook me to, as the entire airport was shut down due to snow. So I got in line at the rental car counter alongside everyone else whose holiday plans had suddenly been rudely interrupted. But you hate to drive, and especially in the snow. Obi-Wan nodded even though she couldn't see him. I do. But what else was there? The storm was expected to last another 3 days. I didn't want to simply camp out on the airport floor for 72 hours. But while I was in line, someone called my name. A fan? Obi-Wan snorted. I wish. This is the part I was referring to when I said you weren't going to believe me. You remember when I told you about the man I dated at university, Quinlan Voss? Vaguely. Well, here he comes, sauntering up to the rental car counter, large as life. No, Satine gasped. Yes, Obi-Wan emphasized with a firm nod, which Satine also could not see. One and the same. Older, obviously. We're all older, Satine reminded him. Quite. But still, very obviously Quinlan Voss. Not a speck of grey on him, the bastard. Anyway, we catch up for a few minutes, and it turns out the reason he's at the airport is that he works as a bush pilot now. Quit the corporate world when his wife divorced him and moved out to the country. He flies puddle jumpers between municipal airports. That's a career shift. An entire lifestyle switch. Says he's never been happier, though, so I can't fault him for that. Satine chuckled. What you're trying to say is you don't think you irreparably broke his heart 30 years ago and left him to wallow in your absence. Obi-Wan paused. Well... Oh my God, Satine gasped. You did break his heart. I don't know, Obi-Wan yelped, palms up in supplication, which he knew was a move he'd unconsciously picked up from Anakin. I thought we were fine. It was nice catching up a little. He realized where we were standing, and I'd told him about the tour, my flight getting cancelled, and he remembered that I don't like to drive and offered to give me a ride home with him. Oh, Satine said very suggestively. I see. A ride. Oh, shut it, Obi-Wan chided fondly. I'm telling this story. He couldn't fly, either. Everything at the airport was locked down. But he drives a pickup truck with snow chains and said he lived about an hour outside of town and would be happy to take me to the local B&B for a few nights, and then back to the airport when the storm cleared up. Well, that was nice of him, Satine said, back to using her normal voice. Indeed. So we're in this truck for more than an hour now. The roads were terrible. And at first it's simply a chance to catch up. We're trading stories back and forth. And then you came across a murder? Obi-Wan rolled his eyes. Satine, I told you this is not that kind of story. I'll try not to get my hopes up too high. Apologies, please continue. Thank you. So, we're driving along and I start to suspect that Quinlan may be flirting with me. I knew it, Satine said excitedly. Obi-Wan ignored her. And at first I didn't think much of it. Quinlan was always just a flirty person, even when we were together. It's simply how he talks. And by this point in our conversation I'd already mentioned Anakin multiple times. I was not trying to hide the fact that I'm with someone. I think I'd even mentioned you. So we keep going, but then it happens again, and again. I try to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he'd mentioned his divorce, and perhaps it was simply too fresh, and he was missing her and taking it out on me in some misplaced affection. But finally I had to say, look, Quinlan, I'm in love with Anakin, and I'm not going to cheat on him. and he tries to backtrack and somehow turn this into a compliment for me, that I was always such a devoted boyfriend and my new paramour is so lucky to have me, and I keep repeating that it isn't new. Anakin and I have been together for almost 10 years. But then he wants to know why we're not married if I'm so sure about him. Rude, Satine coughed. Very bizarre, Obi-Wan agreed, but again, I brush it off. Some people just don't handle divorce as well as you and I did, you know. God, you're right, we are amazing, Satine preened with a laugh. So finally we get to this B&B Quinlan had mentioned, which, and I'm not just saying this, really is adorable. Maybe without a layer of snow I'd say different, but as it was, after the day I'd had, it looked next door to heaven. Because of the storm, tourism was understandably off the table, and every single booking had cancelled, so the innkeeper and I had the place totally to ourselves. Romantic. Unfortunately, Obi-Wan growled, and Satine made a small squeak of surprise. Now I should also mention that said innkeeper is, were I still single, rather exactly my type. But I'm not, so it shouldn't matter, correct? I am not the correct person to answer that question. It was rhetorical anyway. Cody? Oh, so you and the innkeeper are on a first-name basis now, Satine teased. We had to be. We were the only people there, Obi-Wan said simply. Cody is a widower, and he has a very sweet golden retriever, and other than the occasional snowstorm blocking the roads, seems to be doing rather well for himself, which I suppose might explain his complete and total reticence to let me pay for my room. That was nice of him. "'Twas infuriating, is what it was,' Obi-Wan snapped vehemently. "'Look, you know as well as anyone that being a full-time writer doesn't pay great. "'You've earned out your advance on every book, but it's a living,' Obi-Wan pressed on. "'And even if it weren't, Anakin does extremely well for himself, "'and I realize we're not married, but we do share finances for most things, "'and if I ever somehow stopped earning an income, he wouldn't say, "'Let me freeze to death on the street.' My point is, I can certainly afford to pay for my own hotel room for 3 nights, and Cody drove me so around the bend refusing to just tell me what his nightly rate is that I had to resort to looking up his website and pretending to book a room. Only lo and behold, what do I find out but the man doesn't even have a website? He paused, waiting for the shocked gasp he was sure to have earned in return, but he was disappointed yet again. "'You don't know how to check your own Instagram,' she pointed out. "'Yes, but my livelihood does not depend on people being able to make online bookings. "'Satine, the man has people call him on the phone, "'and then he writes their reservation down on a ledger. "'It was like I'd stepped into a bizarrely snow-covered film noir from 1942. "'It is the cleanest roadside paper hour CD motel you've ever seen in your life.' Maybe they're too far out to get reliable Wi-Fi, Satine suggested sagely. Oh, and that's another thing, Obi-Wan said, forcibly reminded of yet another awkward encounter. After I finally just guessed how much 3 nights at a rural B&B might conceivably cost, and left some cash on the dresser, Cody tells me that if I ever changed my mind I would be welcome to come back and stay again whenever I liked, for as long as I liked. "'That's sweet,' Satine interrupted. "'It's ridiculous is what it is,' Obi-Wan snorted. "'They don't even have a movie theater, much less a hospital. "'I have asthma and they have struggles with anemia. "'What if one of us has an emergency? "'We can't as a family safely be that far out from civilization. "'And it's perfectly normal to want to go to the theater or museum once in a while. "'Not some moral failing.' All I kept hearing whenever I mentioned where we live is how bad the big city is for our health, and how much cleaner the air is out there, and oh, being part of the rat race must be so terrible, and either they used to live there but saw the light, or oh, they could never raise their precious children out there, as if Anakin and Padme were horrible parents for daring to live in apartments in the city and not some hunting cabin out in the woods. So you met some of the locals then, Satine interrupted his rant. Well, Obi-Wan sighed and pinched the bridge of his nose between forefinger and thumb. I made the mistake of reading the notice board at the inn and trying to attend some cultural events. That could be fun, Satine said, sounding like she was mid-sip through a cup of coffee. Which reminded him. Obi-Wan took another sip of his whiskey before answering. That was the idea anyway. For such a small town, I was pleasantly surprised that they have their own indie bookstore. Did you offer to sign copies of your book? Satine asked. Obi-Wan could have set his watch by Satine reminding him to sign copies of his book wherever he went. Didn't have any, he admitted. Shit, she said with a snort. My opinion of this city is plummeting. Tell me about it. It's my book. In any case, speaking of your books... Obi-Wan sighed. Yes, I know. I can't take alcohol past this bar. But as soon as I'm finished, I promise I will go sign all the copies of any books of mine that they have in this entire airport. If you take a picture of one and text it to Corky, I'll get him to blast it on social media. I don't have Corky's number. God, you're such a troglodyte, Satine sighed. Fine, text it to me and I'll pass it on. I assume you've managed to hold on to my number at least? Obi-Wan swallowed a mouthful of warm liquid. Still have it memorized, actually. Maybe not mention that to your current partner, eh? Obi-Wan shrugged. He talks to his ex nearly every day, dear. I don't think he much cares. Ouch, Satine said, faking being mortally wounded. I'll try not to take it as a blow to my pride that I am apparently so little of a threat. Obi-Wan dragged his finger through the circle of condensation his glass had left on the bar top and shrugged again. Anakin and I have been together for 10 years. We've... Well, all right. There was that 1 year he moved out for a while, so I suppose we have really only lived together for 9 non-consecutive years. But obviously he's moved back in, and since we started couples therapy, we've really been doing a lot better, and he and I are... Obi-Wan, Satine interrupted with a full-bodied belly laugh. I was teasing. I'm not trying to impugn your relationship or your partner. She sobered up as Obi-Wan made a soft, oh, noise down the line. Of course, I'm not sure your old flame is entirely wrong about the lack of a ring on Anakin's finger, but now it was Obi-Wan's turn to growl. Oh my god, if I never hear another person giving their opinion about my marital status, it would be too soon. Anakin and I have each already been married once, and... You mean someone did? Satine sounded appropriately aghast. Someone other than me, I mean. Someone who isn't your former spouse. So many, Obi-Wan admitted. The woman who owns the bookshop asked me what brought me to town, you know, as people do, and I made the mistake of mentioning Quinlan, and from then on it was a non-stop onslaught of people trying to hint less and less subtly as time went on about how cute a couple we would make and how adorable it would be if we got back together. It was like there was some underground whisper network devoted solely to my love life. And I mean, it was fun while it lasted, sure, but no matter how many times I explained that Quinlan and I had broken up for a reason, and that I am in a very mutually satisfying relationship right now, and that it's no one else's fucking business anyway, all I heard was how sad it was that my partner wasn't there to spend Christmas with me, and they took the fact that he stayed home to work rather than come on tour with me completely the wrong way. How so? Look, Obi-Wan leaned forward, getting into his diatribe again. I love that Anakin is passionate. Truly I do. It is one of my favorite things about him. He feels deeply and he cares about people and justice and doing what's right. I know, Satine agreed. And it's beautiful and I love that about him. And I would never get in the way of that. I am nearly 50 years old. I can certainly handle going on one book tour without my partner holding my hand. Not to mention the fact that despite the fact that you called me a troglodyte not 5 minutes earlier, dear, he and I are capable of staying in communication even while physically separated. He is preparing a brief to bring a case against a serial child molester in the new year. What am I supposed to do, ask him to stop being an amazing attorney for a month so he can tag along to cheap hotel rooms with me? My God! He leaned back in his chair and scrubbed a hand down his face, and purposefully avoided making eye contact with the bartender, who was shooting him a dirty look for raising his voice. I'm not accusing Anakin's work of being unimportant. I know you're not, Obi-Wan sighed. It's not you I'm angry at. In fact, I'm not even angry, simply annoyed. It shouldn't matter if Anakin flew airplanes or made sandwiches or anything else for a living. It's our private business how we choose to structure our time and our relationship. And I am fine. He and I don't even celebrate Christmas anyway. I thought the twins did. Obi-Wan, rather sadly, was out of whiskey. We do on the years they spend winter break with us. This year they're with their mother. Ah. We're not religious. And my family never cared much growing up, so I never got in the habit. And Anakin did celebrate it with his mother, but after she died, the entire thing is rather a sore point for him, and he prefers to simply ignore the entire thing as happening if he can. And this year, he can. He debated the relative merits versus drawbacks of asking the bartender for a top-up. And you're saying this topic somehow came up in your sojourns around town? Constantly, Obi-Wan groaned, idly rotating his now empty glass. I made the rather egregious error of offering my opinion. My, Satine said, faking surprise. What a novel concept for you. Ha ha, Obi-Wan spat back dryly. I was actually asked for my input this time, thank you very much, only to find out my particular services were, in this particular case, no longer required. So you got fired, basically. Basically, he agreed. The first person, after Quinlan and Cody, to find out I'm a writer, who I honestly can't remember now, it could have been the town pie maker, or the florist, or the woman who owns the one single coffee shop, or the man who runs the Christmas tree lot, or the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You joke, but I think those are all jobs in this town. I met a beekeeper, Satine, a beekeeper! But no hospital, their economy must be in shambles. Yes, I'm getting to that, Obi-Wan agreed. One of those people with a particularly twee career, honestly, they all just sort of run together for me now, asked me for help with the fundraiser to help save their city library. I naturally asked for the public accounting sheets because as a municipal city service, those should be public record. Did you get them? I had to look them up online, but yes. And they were correct. Over the last 5 fiscal years, they'd cut themselves down to 1 single librarian and 1 part-time staffer, which, when compared to similarly sized city libraries, is half, if not 1/3, of the staffing they should be allotted. So your advice was to petition the county library system for an appraisal and redistribution of funds, of course. I did suggest this with the caveat that the appraisal would probably also trigger a usage audit, and if they came up short as the county library with the lowest checkout numbers in the system, they would likely decide to close the branch and redistribute its staff to more popular branches. Frankly, the writing is on the wall if they've already cut staffing levels back so drastically, Satine mused thoughtfully. Exactly, Obi-Wan hurried to agree, although I did phrase it a tad more diplomatically than that. In any case, it's a county problem, therefore it should have a county solution. They need systemic change, not a band-aid. But I was told, Aunt Satine, I quote this to you verbatim, thank you, but we're going to press forward with the bake sale anyway. There was a long pause on the other end of the phone. When Satine did speak, it was to repeat, bake sale? In an incredulous sort of tone. Bake sale! Obi-Wan practically shouted, deciding the odd looks the other day drinkers were shooting him over their shoulders was worth it for the sake of the story. They thought they could keep the library open with a, he dropped his voice to nearly a whisper, fucking bake sale. That doesn't make any sense. They printed up Save Our Library flyers, and clearly, or at least based on my experience, their main sales tactic was to waylay unsuspecting travelers at the coffee shop, but every single time I repeated that this was not a sustainable solution, no matter how much money they raised, it fell on deaf ears. How are you supposed to pay the electric bill with cash and small bills you got from selling brownies to your neighbor, who incidentally can make their own brownies? County staff salaries are paid out of county staff funds, not handwritten cards from children with Santa Claus drawn in crayon, no matter how adorable they may be. There was another long pause from Satine's end of the line. You did buy some brownies, though, because... Of course I bought some brownies, I'm not a heartless monster, Obi-Wan hissed. You're getting a very nice set of homemade cupcakes delivered to your office next week, by the way. I had to post them from the airport because, again, the town straight out of the Twilight Zone I spent the last 3 days in is lacking in nearly all functional amenities, but... Now it was Obi-Wan's turn to pause. Obi-Wan, Satine asked after a long minute, concerned, did I lose you? No, no, I'm here, Obi-Wan quickly reassured her. I'm just, he trailed off again, lost in thought. Wait a minute, Satine said. I recognize that voice. You're having an idea, aren't you? Ah, Obi-Wan stalled for time. Satine, it's been lovely catching up with you. He tossed a few bills in the tip jar on the bar top and stood up. But I believe I just heard my gate announcement. You did not, she scoffed. You're just putting me off. Maybe I am, he said cagily. But if this idea for a murder mystery set in a Christmas-loving town from hell really ends up working out, you'll be so disappointed that I've already told you that the ending involves my ex-boyfriend asking me to volunteer myself for a win-a-date with the Bachelor charity auction, and me having to repeat yet again, he paused to pull on his sport coat and wrap his scarf around his neck, that I am already in a stable, loving relationship. He didn't. I told you, Christmas Town from hell. Might really hit it big next December, though. I'll be the judge of that. Send me over an outline and some notes, and I'll let you know what I think. Honey, there's no force on earth that could keep you from letting me know what you think. Fortunately, I happen to value your opinion very much. Obi-Wan, now alcoholless, passed the barrier between the bar and the rest of the airport, and struck out in a random direction. What he was actually looking for was a sign directing him to the smoking area, but he decided not to mention that particular tidbit to Satine, who'd never had much patience for his habit. Nice save. That plus the free cupcakes might just be enough to convince me to forgive you. And here I am, working my way through these airport terminal bookshops at your request, signing and taking pictures and generally doing your job for you. The disrespect, honestly. He hurriedly texted her a photo of his signature to prove he was telling the truth. Hmm, Satine murmured, clearly not willing to concede defeat yet. We'll see how many copies you sell of crime-fighting husbands fall into an alternate dimension or whatever you've got planned. I think holiday tie-in novels are very big, in fact, provided they're marketed correctly. Excuse me? A voice piped up over Obi-Wan's shoulder, and he stopped berating his ex and turned to look, paperback open and pen still in hand. I'm the author, he said. This was far from his first go-round with an airport employee who had not yet been appraised of the author's leaving signed copies of their books on the shelf trend. Only this time the employee squealed. Oh my god, you are Ben Kenobi, she gushed, and then turned to look over her shoulder. It is him! I told you, come here! She turned back around as her friend hurried over. We tried to come to your signing, but it got cancelled. Hello there, Obi-Wan said politely, and surreptitiously hung up with Satine and dropped his phone into his pocket. Would you sign your book for me? The friend interrupted, just as he was about to offer that exact service. I would be delighted. Mine too, the first woman piped up. I brought my own, she bragged. We missed your signing because of the snow, so we didn't think the odds of finding you in the airport. It truly is a Christmas miracle, Obi-Wan said, smiling to himself as he cracked the cover of the book open and prepared to sign his name. The End.